Next on Packers Today, Green Bay versus Denver, a matchup that has it all. It begins with two premier passers. One is the reigning league MVP.
Snap to Rodgers, throws right side of the end zone.
Yes.
Touchdown, James Jones!
The other is rewriting the record book on his way to Canton.
Pate throws one. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Denver, Emmanuel Sanders!
The game also features two star-studded defenses.
Pass intercepted, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Denver!
Both units are relentless in their pursuit of the quarterback.
Under pressure, there's Trent Matthews, the quarterbacker!
Finally, it pits two unbeaten teams against one another. Larry and I get you set for the Mile High Showdown next on Packers Today.
We're prepared for Peyton as the same player that he's always been.
They're one of the best defenses in the league, but we also have a good defense as well.
Sunday Night Football, the lights is on. You want to see who show up?
Top two scoring defenses, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I have nothing else to say about that. That speaks for itself.
Time out, Lauren. Before you start, I want that guy on my team.
Mike Daniels just has a way of getting people excited, and what a way to start this show.
He is intensity personified.
That is right. Welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron, and we are in the meat and potatoes of the season. Two undefeated teams going up against each other, and this is the big stage.
It certainly is, and that expression, playoff atmosphere, comes to mind because it will be in Denver a playoff atmosphere with playoff intensity on the field.
I know a lot of the guys in the locker room and coach always talk about how they love the noon games. Does a Sunday night football game have any impact on the game itself?
I think it does in this one because of the stakes. Does the regular season get any better? Well, it might next week if the Carolina Panthers and the Packers are 7-0 and 7-0. But for right now, the regular season doesn't get any bigger.
Well, center Corey Linsley's been part of some really big games since arriving in Green Bay, and he says the key is just staying loose.
We're doing our same deal. We're being ourselves. We're confident in what we do because if you get uptight and you get anxious and all that stuff, that just leads to you not focusing and you're worrying about the wrong stuff.
I think what Corey's referring to is what you'd call a relaxed intensity. And if practice is any indication, the guys had it this week.
I agree. I mean, I think these guys have been in a couple big games throughout the season. Maybe not this big, but at this point, I think they get it. Now, a couple other headlines coming out this week. Talk in the locker room, asking players about the altitude in Denver causes a potential challenge for players. McCarthy said it's not that big of a deal. They're going to keep the guys hydrated, do some breathing exercises. You've played in Denver. Is it a big deal?
I think it's more psychological than anything else, and the Broncos kind of contribute to that psychology. In the visitor's locker room, painted on the wall, elevation, 5,280 feet. So you have that in your mind as you take the field, but if you get a little winded, there's plenty of oxygen on the bench.
Really trying to get in your head, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, by the way, for those keeping score at home, elevation in Green Bay, 581 feet. Looked it up.
Just like a couple thousand more in Denver.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, wide receiver Davante Adams has been sidelined most of the last three games with an ankle injury. Has returned to practice this week. A good sign for offense looking to pick up the tempo and make more plays outside the numbers. The guys in the locker room are really excited about having another playmaker in the mix.
His ability is there. I mean, he's got a lot of believers in the locker room and upstairs in what he can do.
Glad to get him back. Just put another weapon out there for us on the field, man. A very good weapon. And I believe Tay's going to be a special player in this league, so it's good to get him back so we can go out there and make some plays.
Another friendly face at practice this week. The defense getting a boost. Safety Morgan Burnett, who has been inactive the last 4 weeks with a calf injury, is expected to make his return tonight against Denver. Now, when asked about Morgan Burnett, Casey Hayward said the nicest thing. He said that Burnett is like the quarterback of the defense, and when he's around, the communication is so much more crisp.
Amen to that. While we're in the neighborhood, living and learning on the job, sometimes it happens over the course of seasons, but with Micah Hyde, sometimes it happens over the course of a game.
First quarter, the Chargers create traffic problems by crossing receivers. They do that a lot, and they do it well. Hyde gets caught in the traffic big time, and a serious bullet is dodged.
It's an offensive game. The refs are making it hard for us to try to get our hands on receivers and stuff like that. So they run the pick routes. It's hard to get through, and, it's just tough.
Fourth quarter, final minute, as a matter of fact. And doesn't it look familiar? Same routes, same traffic problem, but this time Hyde is ready for it, gets around it, and keeps the Chargers out of the end zone. He doesn't make that play. There's no goal line stand. And we're headed to overtime against a red-hot offense.
In the position that we're at in something like that, you got to make that play. We don't really look at it as a game-saving tackle. That's just something that we do.
Lauren, did you see that? The way offenses are approaching the passing game, it's more like basketball with all the picks and so forth. I don't know how you play pass defense.
It's definitely advanced, and it's a lot more aggressive, that's for sure.
Still to come on Packers Today, Aaron Rodgers versus Peyton Manning will appear in the marquee as the headliners for tonight's act. But through six games, it's been the play of the defense that's stolen the show. Larry and I zero in on the Broncos when we return. Plus,
I just want to be the best player, the best teammate, the best leader I can possibly be.
If you thought 2014 was a lost season for B.J. Raji, think again. How a look in the mirror last year has pushed Raji to perform at the top of his game this season. We'll be right back.
We flash back to October of 2008, Packers and the Colts at Lambeau. The last time Rodgers and Manning went head-to-head. Second quarter, Packers were trailing 7-3 until Aaron Rodgers found tight end Donald Lee from 12 yards out to give the Packers the lead. Peyton Manning had a forgettable performance on this day. Third quarter, Nick the Pick Collins took this interception 62 yards to the house and put the Packers up 24-7. For good measure in the fourth, Aaron Rouse picks Manning off at the one, returns it 99 yards for the score. Packers over Manning's Colts 34-14. When it's all said and done, Rodgers and Manning will find their names at the top of the league record books. Peyton Manning's 537 touchdowns, the most in NFL history, and he's just 624 yards away from having thrown the most yards in league history. Brett Favre holds that record with 71,838 yards. Manning also holds the record for most completions at 6,073. As for Rodgers, his career rating of 106.5, that's best all time. Some say it's a mile-high mystery. What is going on with Peyton Manning? Here's Larry with this week's scouting report presented by the Better Business Bureau.
The experts say Peyton Manning has lost his fastball. The stats say he's thrown a league-leading 10 interceptions. The Packers say...
They 6-0, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the most important number. They 6-0.
The reality is, when he's got time in the pocket and he can step up, he can make every throw. A lot of people, you know, question his arm strength, but that's not something that we're buying into, because we've seen some throws out there that are Peyton Manning-esque.
Peyton bounces around, throws one. He's got a touchdown, a strike, a laser from Manning to Sanders.
Other than Manning, the Broncos are a mixed bag offensively. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are the real deal at wide receiver. But their running game and offensive line are rather ordinary. Said line does offer a challenge in one of its techniques, however, as it cut blocks early and often.
You can't play scared or worried about the cut, you know. We're going to work on the fundamentals this week, so hopefully the game is second nature.
While the Packers rank number one in scoring defense, the Broncos are number one in almost everything else. They run a 3-4, and up front, the star power is provided by outside linebackers Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. And in the back end, Aqib Talib has already returned two picks for touchdowns.
We're excited for the challenge. We know how good they are. You know, the thing is, they stop the run, they get after the passer, and they know how to make plays on the ball, you know, when it's in the air. So it's kind of all three phases, they do very well.
But what they do best is make those plays on the ball at critical times.
Ball's knocked free and the ball is picked up. Roby picks up the fumble and scores.
In all six of their victories, the Broncos have come up with a late takeaway that proved pivotal in the win.
It's going to be intercepted by David Bruton. I can't believe he threw that ball.
The key for the Packers may be as basic as hanging on to the football.
Our mentality is the same. Take care of the football, especially on the road. You know, you don't want to give them no easy possessions or things like that. Very good team, so mentality doesn't change for us.
The Broncos are a team that's made a living of taking the ball away at critical times, but the Packers are a team that doesn't give it away at any time, just four all season, second in the league.
And going back to Peyton Manning a little bit here, seven touchdowns versus 10 interceptions, is that as bad as it sounds?
Yeah. Here's the deal. If you look at the tape of Peyton Manning and they didn't have numbers and you just thought he was a guy, you would say the Broncos are getting very ordinary quarterback play, if that. And actually, Peyton Manning has been slipping since late last season. And he's at the point, he's getting old. It happens to everybody, and I think it shows up in his play.
We don't get old, though. Not us.
I am. You're a different story. And I love the sweater, by the way. Yeah,
twinsies.
Yeah.
Well, the Packers have scored in the first quarter in 22 straight games, and the Broncos have not allowed a score of any kind in the first quarter. With that said, what kind of head-to-head matchups are you looking for?
Well, some real good ones up front. David Bakhtiari versus DeMarcus Ware. That's good player against good player. And on the other side, Brian Bulaga versus Von Miller. Same story. If you like line play, watch those individual battles. They should be epic.
Still to come, a prime example of how putting aside your ego can lead to a more dominant performance.
As I began to watch that film, then it really started to come back. Like, I wasn't doing that all the time. You know, I wasn't maybe doing that as much as I needed to do.
Larry sits down with Packers defensive tackle B.J. Raji to talk about his return to nose tackle and how a year away from the game has changed him. Packers Today will be back after this timeout. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
We have a partnership with the Packers and the NFL putting up a playground for the Pulaski students today.
Well, the Packers, the city got together, the United Way got together, the Green Bay Packers got together, and they were able to get this nice playground built.
Over there, you guys good.
Work those shoulders.
It's been amazing just knowing that we put the structure together to give kids a chance to play in their neighborhood, play sound, have fun.
I just think it's a great example of one organization lifting up another and then benefiting the greater community.
The fans, they're into the Packers organization, and the Packers organization is into the fans because they are a huge part into, you know, why we exist. So it's always good to get back to what helped us be what we are.
The Packers and United Way joined forces earlier this week to build a playground at Shippey Park in Pulaski. Hometown huddle, it's a really great initiative, and judging by the video, I'd say the players got a little extra shoulder workout. Larry?
The Packers' defense has been tough to score against and tough to run against. Not so coincidentally, BJ is back. You could say B.J. Raji is a changed man.
He's met at the middle of the line and driven back.
He's lighter.
So much quicker than I remember him being.
And thanks to yoga, more flexible.
When he wants to get there, there ain't a whole lot of folks that can stop him.
But that's just part of the change.
Coming into the league, I had goals as far as numerically or, you know, a certain amount of this, a certain amount of that. And now I'm just getting to the point that I just want to be the best player, the best teammate, the best leader I can possibly be.
To date, mission accomplished on all three counts. Raji, who's been to a Pro Bowl,
may be playing the best football of his career. Part of it is a return to his natural position, nose tackle.
Now I'm in the middle of the field, no matter where they decide to run, and I believe that I should be there.
Another part is illustrated by this play. At one point, out of the picture, but then he's quickly back into it, chasing down Carlos Hyde in the open field.
Good recovery by B.J. Raju.
That's effort. You know, that's just pursuit. That's want.
B.J. didn't waste the 2014 season he spent on IR. He used the time to reflect and evaluate.
As I began to watch that film, then it really started to come back. Like, I wasn't doing that all the time. You know, I wasn't maybe doing that as much as I needed to do.
He's certainly doing it now and many times in dominating fashion.
The handoff, Marshawn Lynch met in the backfield, and down he goes. B.J. Raji led the way up front.
Raji contributing mightily to the Packers' rise to number one in scoring defense.
It was beneficial for me going forward in life and in the sport, you know, to have a stumble because I'm naturally a builder, so I feel comfortable now having to prove myself.
As for being the best teammate and leader he can be, one needs to look no further than BJ's approach to job one for a nose tackle, stopping the run.
Two of our biggest strengths are our quarterback position and our rush unit. I just want to get the ball in the quarterback's hands as much as possible, and I want our rush guys to be the opportunity to get after the quarterback. So the common denominator for me was to really help stop the run.
It is the team first for B.J. Raji. And as a Super Bowl champion, he knows what a team needs to win it all.
Even when things don't go our way, you can tell that everybody has the confidence that we'll figure out a way somehow to get it done. And that's what I'm most proud of, because I've been around a team that had that mentality, and I knew what the end result was.
You know, Lauren, when B.J. came to Green Bay 7 seasons ago, I saw him as a big man with explosive quickness. And now, as I've gotten to know him, I look at him as a big man with explosive quickness who's very, very smart. He is an intelligent man.
It's so good to see him back and performing to the best of his ability and really have a new inspiration to be better every week. You know, is that the kind of impact an injury can have on a guy? Because unfortunately, they're sidelined for a year, but they tend to come back with a new passion for the game.
Well, it certainly can have that impact. And I think players who have to miss a season come back appreciating the game of football and everything about it a little more, or I should say a lot more.
And we appreciate to have him back.
Oh, absolutely. Heck of a player.
Still to come, all this talk about defense and in particular, great defensive line play wouldn't be complete without talking about the 96 Packers. Alumni Spotlight with defensive end Sean Jones is coming up next.
We liked each other. We had a healthy respect for one another, and we played for one another. We fed off of each other. We were all different in our own ways. There wasn't a better three technique in the league than Santana Dotson. I don't think there was a better one and two down player in the league than Gilbert Brown when we played. Reggie White was who he was, and you know, I just tried not to screw it up. We just got along really well as players, and we got along off the field too, and I think that camaraderie helped us to be great.
Alumni Spotlight built by Tundraland. Sean Jones played 13 seasons in the NFL, including his last three in Green Bay. His final season ended with a victory in Super Bowl 31. Not a bad way to end your career. Larry, seeing those four guys pictured, Jones, Dotson, Brown, and White, that was 1,200 pounds of it's going to be a long day for the opposition.
1,200 pounds of very talented people. And think about it, Lauren, the Packers had such incredible defense then. Reggie's over there. Nobody's running at that dude. And then inside you got Santana Dotson that can chase all over the field. Gilbert Brown on the nose in his prime. And then Sean Jones on the other side. It's no wonder they won a Super Bowl.
And wrapping up here, Sunday Night Football, two undefeated teams, both coming off the bye. You promised earlier an epic matchup. What do you predict for the game tonight?
Well, I was talking about individual matchup. I don't really know, Lauren, how epic it's going to be, because the Broncos have made a living taking the ball away late in games or in overtime. And the Packers do not give it away. They're not careless with that football. And without that help, I don't know if the Broncos are really a 6-0 team.
All right, thank you. When the game ends, make sure to check out Packers.com for locker room reports, live press conferences, and Larry's one-on-one with head coach Mike McCarthy. All that, plus your game rewind. For Larry McCarron, I'm Lauren Majera. Thank you for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.